Many Arab countries say they will support the U.S.-led campaign against terrorism. In the Middle East, there's growing concern about whom the campaign might target and whether a military response might further destabilize the region. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Beirut.
Many Arab states have already agreed to join a U.S.-led coalition against terrorism. Saudi Arabia and Jordan have voiced support. Even Syria, a state the U.S. has designated a sponsor of terrorism, says it will back efforts to fight terror. Some analysts here say Arab states have little choice but to support Washington or risk its wrath. But Sata Nouradine, a columnist for Lebanon's Asafir newspaper, says many Arab leaders would be pleased to have terror suspect Osama bin Laden neutralized.
He is a real threat to the Egyptian regime, to the Saudi regime, because he wants to establish an Islamic state in the whole region. So it's natural for them to say, we are ready to fight Osama bin Laden with you.
But concerns are starting to emerge among some Arabs about how the U.S. plans to fight terrorism. One of the U.S.'s staunchest allies in the Middle East, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, has said he prefers working through the United Nations on an agreement to combat terrorism, and he has cautioned against launching any military assaults without clear evidence of who the culprits are. Arab leaders fear that assaults resulting in the deaths of innocent civilians in Afghanistan or the Arab world could inflame anti-American sentiment and destabilize their regimes. American University of Beirut political science professor Ahmed Mousselli.
The U.S. is saying it's going to launch a massive attack and follow and chase terrorists across 60 countries. I mean, how are they going to do it? Who's going to do it? What is the ultimate goal?
The main concern for Arabs, however, is that a distinction be made between terrorism and Palestinian resistance to Israeli occupation in the West Bank and Gaza. The U.S. and Israel regard radical Palestinian groups like Islamic Jihad and Hamas, as well as the fundamentalist Lebanese movement Hezbollah, as terrorist organizations. But that's not the view of most people in the Arab world. Lebanese analyst Paul Salem says any attempt to target these groups would not only doom Arab involvement in a U.S.-led coalition, but would also have severe repercussions on the region.
It would create a great wedge between the United States and the Arab and Islamic world. It would have gone way beyond the logic of retaliating against a criminal act, and it would pave the way for decades of serious, serious conflict.
Salem says it's important for Washington to target the culprits of the U.S. assaults, but it must not ignore the roots of the problem. Otherwise, he says, the U.S. may be faced with more attacks similar to last Tuesday's, regardless of Arab support for the campaign against terrorism.
This act is related to the lingering tragedy of the Arab-Israeli conflict. It's about time that the U.S. put all of its energies to create a reasonable resolution to this conflict that gives the Palestinians their basic rights and to defuse this extremely dangerous time bomb.
Analysts here believe most Arab states will ultimately join the coalition as long as Israel is excluded. And in return, they say, Arab leaders will expect a greater U.S. commitment to a fair resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.